Welcome to the Fit 40 podcast, where we take all the confusing, conflicting fitness and nutrition information and break it down so that you can live your healthiest, strongest, most energized life. I'm your host, Brian Fitzsimmons. Let's get it started. All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another awesome episode. This is the first solo in a while that I've done that I can remember, and I want to get back to doing more solos for you guys because I love having guests on, but there are some topics individually I want to tackle and really go deep on and just share some experiences of the clients that I'm working with that can apply to you guys and you can learn a thing or two from them as well. So today we're going to be talking about how my client Valerie recently just got taken off of blood pressure medication due to her improving her health. Now, real quick, I want to make this very clear. One, I am not taking credit for this entirely because one, it's Valerie's decisions and choices that she made that got her to that point, and it's not 100% me. I'm not a coach that takes all the credit. And then also, when it comes to what you guys should expect, this is not something that is something that should necessarily be strived for if this is not within your wheelhouse. Now, what I mean by that is there are people out there, there's fitness influencers, coaches that are going to be like, oh, get off all medications. They're all big pharma. They're all horrible for you. And honestly, I hate that. I really, really do. Because if I were to put it so eloquently, I think the Grinch said it best. I loathe it entirely because there are people who will need medication for a long part of their lives. There are those people that just did not hit the genetic lottery that will have to be on a statin for the rest of their life, that will have to be on blood pressure medication, that will have to be on certain things that keep them going, that because in a past life, 50, 100, 200 years ago, they would have been taken early from us. And thanks to modern medications, we are now able to have people live longer. So this is not an anti-medicine podcast. But that being said, there's a lot that Valerie did that can be learned from that you guys can apply for yourself and hopefully improve your health along the way. Now, when it came to her starting point, I worked with her in person at my former gym for years. And what we did there was solidify the habit of activity, like staying active as best we can. Now, that being said, it's not the entire piece of the puzzle, which is why I personally love what I do because I can nail the stuff that moves the needle the most when it comes to health. And that is nutrition around activity. Because a lot of times when people go to their personal trainer, their wherever they go, Orange Theory or whatever, they go there and nothing else changes. They just work out, which is awesome. Just exercising alone has a ton of really good benefits. But when it comes to the whole picture, it doesn't take care of everything. And when it comes to trying to burn body fat, when it comes to improving your health drastically and nutrition is not part of it, it just doesn't get the job done. So this is that other part that I will get into later, but let's focus on activity for a second, because a lot of people, when they think of working out, trying to lose fat, trying to gain muscle, they think, okay, I got to be in the gym every single day for hours and hours and hours. And that's usually not the best case scenario, because when you take it to that point where you're going 5, 6, 7 times a week, and you're working out really hard, doing HIIT classes, doing like really grueling style workouts where you're sweating up a storm, like CrossFit, for example. When you do that many times, your body never gets a chance to recover enough or adequately for the next training session. So you're going to eventually plateau really hard on strength. Your hormones are going to be in a suboptimal place. So you're not going to get the best body composition results from that. And you're just going to feel like crap in general. So when it came to Valerie, we were actually starting from the opposite end of the spectrum, because the activity level when she started with me, back in December, now it's March. So this has been about 3 months. Okay. When we started, she had fallen off her fitness. So that was step number one, is getting it back. So what do we do from there? At home workouts seem to be the way to go. And when it came to that, it was body weight, bands, light dumbbells, and that was enough to get the results that I'm going to highlight at the very end. I'll give you the full idea of exactly what she achieved. And also, guys, I forgot to mention, apologies, still a little stuffy. I'm a little bit sick, so I'll do my best to not sniffle throughout this. But anyway, back to activity. We had her starting on these at-home workouts that are doable, and she also had a bit of an injury history. So we had foot issues, we had wrist issues, low back, and it was kind of one of those things where we were giving her a workout that she could customize based on what the day gave her. And as a lot of people age, these are the types of workouts that you need. They need to be customizable. They need to be able to change on the fly based on what your body's giving you, because a lot of times we force ourselves into these workouts, into these exercises that our body is telling us, today is not the day to load up heavy on this or to do this specific movement because you had a weird night of sleep or whatever. And when we did that, it allowed her to rack up enough days in a row where she can stay consistent with it. So eventually now we're at the point where we went from zero workouts all the way up to now we're at like 2 to 3 on average per week. And that is plenty to build muscle, to feel better, to get out of pain and all of that good stuff. It also helps metabolically, because if you guys listened to the previous episode where I had Robert Linkle on, we highlighted how incredible 2 days of exercise can be and all the different health benefits that come with that, not only when it comes to losing weight and all that, but also cognition, like you're sharper mentally and metabolically, you're able to be in a better place, especially when it comes to using carbohydrates and controlling insulin levels and things like that, because your muscles now put carbs to use. But without going too deep on that, that's basically a case for exercising more. Okay. Then when it came to the next part, okay, so we got the activity down, and before I go on, she also added in a lot of steps. Steps are very, very key. A lot of people can do them and get a lot of benefit from being in that 5K at least per day. And that's the baseline that I set for clients, which is about 5,000 steps per day. Most people can get that with a little bit of intention. Even if you're sedentary, it's very, very possible to get enough steps. Now, next is going to be nutrition. So when it came to nutrition, one of the big things that she struggled with was stress eating. And this is a very, very tough thing to tackle, stress eating that leads to binge eating, that leads to unintentional snacking and things like that, because that's just a ton of extra calories that are going to get in the way. So when it came to nutrition, the big thing that we wanted to focus on is getting a foundation set, because honestly, when you do some of the basics right, other things will fade away. Like when you get protein and fiber in check, certain cravings go away, certain hunger goes away and things like that. But basically the big three that we focused on with her were one, getting enough calories and making sure that we don't go overboard on calories. So there's that sweet spot of not too low, but not too high. And then once we nailed that, we went to eating enough protein and basically just getting at least a palm size of protein at every single meal or a total of 3 times a day. And then once we did that, we focused on fiber, just making sure that there's fiber on the plate. So if carbohydrates were going to be eaten, we want to try and pick one that has fiber in it. So instead of white bread, pick whole wheat bread. Instead of regular pasta, try the whole grain pasta or chickpea or red lentil or one of those. Is it the exact same thing? No. Is it going to taste a little bit different? Yes. Is it good enough to help you reach your goals? Yes. And more importantly, when you reach your goal, body composition, you will be able to go back to eating the other stuff that you truly enjoy at a more frequent rate, because now you're going to have more muscle that's going to burn more calories at rest, and you're going to be able to maintain that weight easier on more calories. So it's really just a dieting phase thing. But that being said, we do want to keep fiber in the equation as much as possible, ideally around 15 grams per 1,000 calories, but we don't want to really focus too intently on those specific numbers, more about the actions that get us there. So like for Valerie, you just take those little swaps here and there and you make sure that, hey, this one is not super high fiber. Let's swap it in for this one. And that comes down to reading labels and figuring out what actually has fiber in it. And more times than not, it's things like whole grains, things like lentils, fruits, veggies, nuts, things like that. And then on top of that, all of those also have trace amounts of protein. All whole food has a little bit of protein in it, even if it's not a lean protein source. So that is something to keep in mind too. And when I say lean protein, I mean the protein sources that are low fat, because when it comes to protein, you're going to get a mix of protein and fat. And the best way to tell if something is truly a lean protein source is whatever protein it says on the label. So say it's 20 grams of protein, it should have at least that much if you were to put a zero next to it on the calories. So if something is 20 grams of protein and it's 200 calories or less, that's a lean source. That's just an easy way to do that. Okay. And then once we nailed all that, that really took care of a lot of things, and it helped her control her hunger, her cravings a little bit more. And on top of that, the thing that binded this all together was the whole mindset thing. And this is where coaching comes in. Now, the reason I say this is because a lot of people try and attack binge eating and stress eating and things like that with certain strategies. And there are strategies that help, that do work, but a lot of the times it does come down to talking things out and seeing why. Now, a good step, like a good first step, if you guys listen to my episode with Jared Hamilton, who is like the master at this stuff, one of the things he talks about a lot is journaling. When you're in the moment, when you are making that decision to eat the thing that you know you shouldn't, or to do something that you know you shouldn't be doing, like drinking alcohol or whatever, but when you're in that moment and you're fighting with yourself, write down everything that you're feeling, write down every little thing that comes to mind, and then it becomes clear. It's not, I don't know why I'm doing this. It's, oh, it's this feeling triggered it. This thing triggered that emotion, which triggered that eating behavior. And then when you can talk that out with somebody that knows the direction to go in or certain strategies to implement, that makes a world of difference. All right. So certain things like that can help a lot. I know one of the favorites that we brought up was like the mindfulness walks, where basically you just take your time and go outside and breathe through your nose if you can, get in a really good headspace, throw some like meditation music on if you want to, and things like that can help out a ton just as far as clearing your thoughts and making sure that you're in a good headspace, because the more stressed we are, the more likely we are to make poor decisions in every realm of our lives, not just food, but I won't go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, so in a nutshell, that's basically what we did. We made sure that her activity got to at least 2 days a week with a good amount of steps in there, 5,000 or more every single day. And then we focused on nutrition, making sure that her stress eating was in check, making sure that we had our calories, our protein and fiber all in a good place. And then when it comes to mindset, it was just focusing on what was within our control, what we could control as far as strategies and habits to put her in a good place and have something positive to focus on. And then throughout that entire journey, I mean, it's only been 3 months, but it feels like we accomplished so much in that time, and she's still going strong and still making progress. But in that time, lost 13 pounds, lost 2 inches on the hips and 3 inches on her waist and another inch and a half on the chest. And that's only from December to March. Like, this is actually, what is it? The March 5th is I'm recording this, and she started on December 4th. So almost exactly 3 months. And in that time, just to give those inches a little bit of reference, 2 to 3 inches is about a dress size. So basically lost an entire dress size and got off of blood pressure meds in the process. And she's like, at this point now where she's thriving. So I love to see this happen when people put in the work and people really focus on exactly what needs to get done, block out all the noise of social media and all the other things that you could be doing. And they really just lock it in and get the job done. So if you're listening to this, take that into consideration. Next time you're on social media and you're seeing, ooh, I should do this, ooh, I should do that, think about one or two things that you need to nail, and then you can stack them. And then these are the results that will come from that, rather than trying to do everything all at once. Now, I know I threw a lot at you, and it can feel like you're trying to drink from a water hose at full blast right now. But if you want to kind of dip your toes in the water and experience what I'm talking about, like how to do these things and stay on track and not feel like you're falling for shiny object syndrome on social media, that's what the Fit 40 Family Facebook group is for. We do challenges and boot camps like this all the time, where we focus on just one or two things and make sure that you nail it. And they're totally free. The Facebook group's free. The challenges are free. And there's a ton of prizes too, like the boot camp that starts up let's see, this goes out tomorrow, Wednesday. So this following Monday is when we start up. I'll put that link in the show notes as well. But that will be a fun time where you could win up to $500. So free challenge, possibly win $500. And there's prizes every single week. So it's going to be a fun time. And we're going to cover everything we talked about in this episode. Now, if you heard all of this and you're like, this is what I want, this is what I need, and you want to do it in the quickest time possible, you want to just do this diet one time, get the results that you want and enjoy them for life, that's what coaching is for. And I'm happy to talk more about it. If you want to go into the show notes and click the link to fill out an application, we can talk, see if it's right for you and get you going as quickly as possible. So yeah, if that's more your speed, go right there, give it a click and we're good to go. Otherwise, that's it for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will see you all next week with another awesome guest and another solo episode. Until then, go kick some ass. I'll see you later.